Great. Our reading is from Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it, and it was so. God called the vault sky, and there was evening and there was morning the second day.
And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit and seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it, according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day.
And God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years, and let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning the fourth day.
And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living thing with which the water teems, and that moves about in it according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the waters in the sea, in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was morning, there was evening, and there was morning the fifth day.
And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
Thus, the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Sophie and Elliot. What a passage. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Father, we pray that you would come and speak to each one of us today. What it is that you want us to hear. Speak to our hearts and minds in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was thinking about the creation story, I was reminded of an old joke that goes along the lines of a scientist and God are having a conversation. And the scientist says to God, "Do you know what? We figured out how to make things and people out of dust. We don't need you anymore." God, in his loving kindness, looks to the scientist and says, "That's fine, but I'll take my dust with me." And we're looking at the creation story and all that God has made. And there is so much debate, so much confusion, so much trying to get clarity out of this passage. And there is so much to look at that there's no way I can do justice to this whole passage in one short talk. But I want to start by asking one question of us. What is your gospel? What is the good news? If you had to tell someone the good news story, where would you start? You see, so often we start a good news story with the bad news. We start perhaps at Genesis 3, and we talk about how we've all fallen short and how we've all sinned and how we've all made a mess of everything and how we need a rescuer. And then we move into the more familiar passages that we know of how Jesus came as that rescuer and set us free. But we miss the beginning of the story. We miss the beginning of the God who created. And so we're going to look at that story today and start from a place of goodness. And this begins a passage, I've left it on the table, but it doesn't matter. It starts a series that we're going to look at, looking at the beginning of Genesis and the beginnings of God's story. And that's really important to remember as we look at the Bible, and we look particularly at passages like this, that the purpose of the Bible is to speak of God, his people, and who he is. It's not a science book. It's not to kind of give us all the scientific answers. There is some stuff in there. But it speaks primarily of who God is and who we are in light of that. And so what I want to do is just to begin to look at some of the key phrases in this story that we've heard today that stood out for me. Others may have stood out to you as well. And we can continue these conversations over coffee and over the coming weeks around what some of this is talking about. But the first phrase that stood out to me was "God said." Each section started, "God said." There is power in his word. His speaking creates. That's awesome. Because we have the privilege of knowing through Jesus, knowing God, that he can speak to us. He can speak into our situations. He continues to create. And so when we become people who listen to the voice of God, we are listening to the voice of the one who created everything. There is power in his word. So the first phrase was God said. God spoke and it became into being. The second is less a phrase and more the way it works out. So the sense of order. That God brought order into a void, into a nothingness. God was there from the beginning, but there was nothing. And his word spoke and creation was formed, but it was order. There was the first section, and then the second, and then the third. And after that, the next bit came, that there was order brought into this world that he created. And it talks about the first day and the second day, and we can get into what does the first day and the second day mean. But as we read through, we realize that it can't mean what we really think it means in terms of days, because sun and moon didn't get created until day 3 and 4. And so therefore what we understand as day doesn't quite fit in this whole thing. But there was some order to it. There was the first section that was done. And so God is a God of order, of creating and bringing order into things. And perhaps that speaks to us and speaks to our culture this time where everything seems disordered and crazy at some times. The speed of change and how things are changing and how that affects and how we think about life and the way that we use technology and use the world that's been created. That God was bringing order into chaos. And I've already hinted at the next phrase, which is, and it was good. All that God made was good. At the end of the day, he looked at all that had been done in that day, and he said, it was good. And so often we can think about the things around us as just disposable. Disposable commodities. Things that are to be used. And sometimes we think about it and we remember that the Bible talks about God coming and creating a new heaven and a new earth, and all the stuff that we have is just going to go and we've got new stuff coming. But God says that the things that he created was good. And that gives us a different perspective on how we view creation. How we view the things around us. That it was good. That when we talk about a gospel story and we start with how things have fallen and broken, we can forget that actually God made them and they were good. So God said, he created order. He said it was good. And on the day 6, he said, let us make. Up to that point, it said, God said. But in day 6, it says, let us make. This is God talking. And we see there that reflection of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together as one, creating from the beginning. The union of the three in one, right there at the very beginning. Let us make. And that us, that perfect unity, that perfection of God, looks and says, we need to make something that reflects our image. And so day 6, we see the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit making in their image male and female. And we're going to look more at the story of man next week in our reading as well. But there at the beginning, the reflection of God, their image was brought into being in male and female. And so we see God right at the foundation of all and making good. Making male and female in their image to reflect who he is. And for what purpose? Well, the first purpose is to be fruitful and multiply. God's made us to be people who are fruitful and multiply. And those are two words and have two different meanings. I'm not sure you can bring them together and just talk about, and often people will talk about multiplying and filling the earth with babies and all that kind of stuff. But there's a fruitfulness and a multiplication that comes in this. That we are called to be people who are fruitful in all seasons. That's what the kingdom of God looked like. And in Psalm 1, it talks about the righteous man who is fruitful in every season. But it's the righteous person. Those that are in relationship with God are fruitful in every season. That is our purpose for being here. We've not been rescued by God to be put on a shelf as kind of his trophy. To kind of go, there's another one that I made and now I've fixed it and sorted it out and stick it on the side. But he's made us from the very beginning to be fruitful people and people who multiply. What does it mean to be fruitful and multiply? It means to take the things that we have and use them to make more. And we see that in technology and we see that in all things where people are being fruitful. But in our individual lives, where are we being fruitful with the things that God has given us? Where are we sharing in a spiritual level? Where are we sharing the things that God has given to us with other people that other lives might know the goodness of God? We are called to be a fruitful people. But as we finish, I want to finish with the last bit, which was at chapter 2. And where does it start for those first created male and female? It says that they were created on the sixth day, but God rested on the seventh. The first thing that male and female experienced of God was a God at rest. Before anything else, before fruitfulness, before they got together and started naming all the different animals and giving them all the names, God rested. And that's his invitation to us. At the start of this new year, with everything we think about, all the things that are going on, all the things we'd like to see happen for ourselves, for our families, for our community, that as God's created image, we are called to find rest with him. We are not just people of productivity. We are not human doers, but we are human beings, people who be with God and know his rest. And Jesus recognized that as he spoke to those that listened in Matthew 11 when he called and said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, for I will give you rest." His invitation to us is rest. So where do we need to know that at the start of this new year? Where do we need to know his rest, his peace, his shalom? Where do we need to know that it's his voice that speaks and brings things into being, into creation? And so we can rest in who he is and what he does. So let's just take a moment just to bring that, our own thoughts, our own questions, bring them to God, knowing his invitation of rest. for some of us, that word about weary and heavy burdened may be to do with ourselves, but it may be to do with us carrying family or friends who are struggling at this time, and we feel weighed down and burdened by that, and we want to just bring them to God, remembering that He is good and that He is the one that creates out of nothing. Where there's circumstance that feels like there is nothing, He can create by just a spoken word. So He wants us to bring those burdens to Him, trusting Him with those situations. And just the final thing before I pray for us. If you're at our gatherings on Sunday, one of the key messages of Sunday was around time to delight in God. And actually part of our rest, part of resting with God, is finding time to be with Him and to delight in who He is. And it may be for some of us that actually we need to carve out a time in our week. It may be that we don't feel massively busy, but actually we still don't have that time just to stop and to delight in who God is. And just an invitation of the Father to come and delight in Him. So Father, I thank You for creation. I thank You for the story of creation, that it tells us of a good God, of a creator God, of a powerful God who speaks. Of a God who brings order into chaos. Of a God who's made us in His image. And Father, I pray for each one of us that we would know Your rest. In Jesus' name, Amen.